Republican potential presidential hopefuls will descend on Washington today. It's the biggest party in the conservative year, the 2011 Conservative Political Action Conference. For more, we're joined by Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Celeste.
All right, so the CPAC forum is finding presidential hopefuls the main purpose of this forum?
Yeah, it's the main purpose for people outside the forum. There's plenty of internecine battles that are going on this year, especially over the inclusion of conservative gay groups, which has divided CPAC this year. But yeah, this is really about letting the potential Republican conservative candidates for the presidential nomination trot out and show their bona fides in front of conservatives. You're, of course, going to see candidates like Mike Huckabee, Mitt Romney, some of the front runners. Mitt Romney has a lot of work to do with conservatives. He always does. He is a conservative, but he's not a Southern Baptist. He's not a Christian in the traditional American sense. He's a Mormon. And frankly, they've always had a little bit of discomfort with that. Also, Mitt Romney signed a health care bill in Massachusetts that looks remarkably similar to what they call Obamacare. So Mitt Romney has a big job to do. And I'll tell you who's not going to be there. Sarah Palin. Not coming to CPAC. She has other commitments, she says. She didn't show up last year either.
Well, forgive me for maybe taking a shot in the dark, but I would imagine the name on more people's lips today will be Chris Lee than Mitt Romney. I mean, Chris Lee is a New York congressman, married, father of one, who very abruptly resigned after it was revealed that he sent a photo of himself shirtless to a woman that he met on Craigslist. I have to assume that they're going to be having to talk about this at CPAC and how to handle it.
Well, I don't know. I'm going to say probably not, Celeste. Chris Lee is just starting his second term as a backbench congressman from the 24th District in New York. I think that people at CPAC are a lot more concerned with trying to decide who they're going to back for the Republican presidential nomination. And I say that particularly because, unlike a lot of years in the Republican nominating process, there is no apparent frontrunner this year. You know, the tradition in Republican politics is that they usually go with the person whose turn it is, with the next obvious person. There is no next obvious person this time. Sure, they'll be talking about Chris Lee a little bit around the coffee urns. Can you believe how fast he was gone? I mean, he was gone within 6 or 8 hours of these pictures being posted on the website Gawker.com. But they need to find a front runner, and the conservative movement needs to get behind somebody. I think that's job one.
And they're putting forth their budget proposal, which calls for really deep cuts in things like family planning, food to needy kids, public broadcasting. And it seems like whoever the presidential hopeful is, they're going to have to come in ready to accept this budget proposal.
They're going to – I'll go you one further, Celeste. At this conference – now, you're talking about Republicans in the House are rolling out their spending bill, their continuing resolution today. That's true. Conservatives at the CPAC conference want the cuts to go even further. The Republican leadership has said, yes, we're going to try to cut $100 billion from the budget, which is our pledge to America. But they found out they can't do it all at once. What they basically said was, we'll do $35 billion now. We'll do the rest later in 2011. Conservatives – say that's not good enough. The budget that comes out today, which was going to have about $32 billion in cuts, we already know it's going to go a lot deeper, right, even as far as $100 billion.
Todd, no truth to the rumor that in solidarity with Representative Lee, the CPAC people will be shirtless at lunch today? No truth to that?
I don't think he's even heard that
no
rumor,
truth.
John.
I'm letting that one hang out there.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.